Case number 13108, EVG UDC Ventures LLC, the Evergreen Companies, seeks variances from the landscape buffer requirement in the combined highway corridor overlay zone and from the fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115.82, 115.194.1, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway, approximately 405 feet northwest of Ann Avenue. The 911 address is 20902 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. Tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 189. The applicant is seeking a 7.76 foot variance from the 20 foot combined corridor highway, the combined highway corridor overlay zone buffer requirement, and a 3.5 foot variance from the 3.5 foot maximum allowable height requirement for a fence. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 4 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Eric Wall. Address is 3301C Sagamore Drive, Milford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Again, my name is Eric Wall. I'm a registered landscape architect and senior planner with Pannoni Associates. I'm also the president of the Delaware Native Plant Society. I'm here representing EVG UDC Ventures, part of the Evergreen Companies. And Tim Knowlton is also here, part of the Evergreen Companies. We are here tonight to present an application for a 7.76 foot variance from the combined highway corridor overlay zone, section 115-194.1, paragraph E3, and a 3.5 foot variance from section 115-185, paragraph C, for the placement of a fence for residential use projecting into the front setback along Coastal Highway. I give to Epps. The property is identified as tax map 334-20.09-189.00. The gross area is 0.68 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway, which is Delaware Route 1, a principal arterial highway along the stretch of Route 1 between Rehoboth and Dewey, also known as the Forgotten Mile, north of Ann Avenue and south of Old Bay Road. The parcels adjacent to this property are zoned C1, general commercial, and are currently used for a commercial purpose, the gas station next door, and as residential purposes, which include single family detached and multifamily dwellings. Oh, a mouse? It's not a touch screen. The subject property, being zoned C1 general commercial, has been used primarily as hotel accommodations with an entrance off of Coastal Highway. There was parking between the hotel and Coastal Highway, and there was also stormwater infrastructure contained therein, a sand filter strip. The proposed permitted use is for 7 single-family detached homes located on the property within a condominium ownership. The little snippet there in the bottom left of the slide. The entrance from Coastal Highway will remain as is. DelDOT has requested final drawings from us. In addition, we have obtained fire marshal approval and SCD approval for the site. An existing sand filter strip will be reused, cleaned, and new sand added in connection with the SCD. The property's unique shape with a narrow depth is approximately 300 feet long, along Coastal Highway, and about 99 feet deep. Entrance for the property will be from Coastal Highway at an existing curb cut. All work will be done from the back of the existing sidewalk and the crosswalk, so there's no work within the right of way. Each dwelling will have access from the front of the site by the use of Spindrift Lane, which is right here. The entrance is right here. Spindrift Lane is a 24-foot wide private access way. In addition to the DLDOT requirements for access, Section 3.6 of the Development Coordination Manual outlines the requirements for major residential development proposed in the proximity of any roadway with a functional classification of principal arterial. It is required to provide for noise mitigation, such as a 7-foot solid panel fence being required along the frontage of Coastal Highway. So this slide shows a nearby project on Coastal Highway with previously approved fence and landscaping. So this is what was approved down the street, and we are proposing something similar. Landscape plantings are focused on native species and chosen for site conditions and the limited space available for the plantings. They will provide a soft visual buffer between the roadway and the proposed development, as well as to contiguous land uses. Native species that I'm using consist of Thuja, which is arborvitae, Ilex glabra, which is a native holly, Calamagrostis acutifolia, which is feather reed grass, which is a hybrid, and Rudbeckia, which is black-eyed Susan. A couple non-native plants we are using is crepe myrtle, which would be between the fence and the sidewalk. And those have shallow roots for limited space, and they also are shaped in a vase shape, so people can walk underneath easily and doesn't really get in the way of anything. Hydrangeas are also proposed. Access to the property. Access to the property, parking underneath the dwellings and trash containment and stormwater management, meeting the state's requirements, will be provided within the property. This slide shows similar homes to be used here with the ground floor garages. So, our application for variances this evening preserves and enhances the aesthetic and visual character of land uses contiguous to Coastal Highway, resulting in orderly development in this region. In addition, the proposed improvements to the site increases the grass areas or open space from an existing only 14% to 30%. The variances we seek this evening complies as nearly as possible in every respect with the spirit, intent, and purpose of the codes, and the following criteria for variance has been met. I'm gonna go back a couple slides. So the buffer and the fence variance kind of overlap on the reasoning, but I'll be specific in each one. So for the buffer, the uniqueness of the property's narrow depth of approximately 100 feet gives this property a unique circumstance with the existing parking lot that was there up to the right-of-way line. The combined highway corridor overlay zone requires a 20-foot buffer within the required front setback, and the reduction of 7.76 feet will allow the existing 2.8 feet that's there now to increase by 9.43 feet, resulting in a total 12.24 wide feet buffer. And by adding the fence, will enhance the buffer with more privacy, as well as not further restrict the land from being able to make possible the reasonable use of the homes. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. Reasonable use of the property while conforming to the zoning ordinance and the regulations of the state of Delaware limits the area and bulk requirements for this property when considering the permitted use of multiple single family detached dwellings. The use of the existing access off Coastal Highway forces safe access to and from the internal drive aisle along the front of the property that further restricts the size of each dwelling unit. The fence will provide privacy and enhance the buffer area and provide a sound barrier as required by DLDOT. Number three, not created by the applicant. The limited depth of the property and the narrow building area, along with the 24-foot wide drive aisle for traffic from the existing entrance, was not created by the applicant. In addition, SCD requires that the existing sand filters remain as installed, which adds to the exceptional practical difficulty for the redevelopment of the property. The privacy fence to help with noise reduction from Coastal Highway is also required by DLDOT. Number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variation would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We are proposing a substantial increase to the landscaping in the location of the combined overlay zone buffer, along with a privacy fence that will emulate traditional neighborhood design and enhance local surroundings. Landscaping will provide a soft visual buffer between the road, the proposed dwellings, and contiguous land uses. It would not impair any development of adjacent property. And the landscaping also straddles the fence, so there'll be some on the inside of the fence as well as the outside of the fence, so that both sides are getting the benefit of the landscaping. Number five, that the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation. The request in the buffer reduction and proposed privacy fence within the overlay zone is the minimum needed for proper development of the property, as the buffer is part of and is included in the required setback. As shown in the accompanying plan, if granted, the variance request provides adequate space for dwelling units, safe pedestrian movements, and safe vehicular movements. It does not otherwise impair the public health, safety, comfort, morals, or general welfare created by a nuisance, diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. Please note that the property down Coastal Highway on the opposite side of the street, also being developed by Evergreen Companies, was approved for the same variance request in the buffer and the fence height. And that project is called Eventide, and that was just recently approved not too long ago. So the fence area, the fence is, like I said, overlaps a lot of the same reasonings, but I'm just gonna highlight a couple things here. So not created by the applicant, as we previously stated, the development coordination manual of DLDOT outlines the requirements for any major residential development proposed to be constructed along a principal arterial roadway. That requires to provide noise mitigation, and they allow a 7-foot solid panel fence to be this part of noise mitigation. And then also for the essential character of the neighborhood, the fence height variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as it is unlikely to significantly change the overall look and feel of the neighborhood, as the fence design and height will generally be consistent with other fences in the area in the vicinity. Essentially, it won't stand out in a way that negatively impacts the neighborhood's aesthetic appeal. So our application for your consideration this evening encourages a positive visual experience of development of lands along Route 1 corridor and provides for safe access and turning movements for vehicular and pedestrian traffic, and it does not otherwise impair the public health, safety, comfort, morals, or general welfare. It does not create a nuisance, diminish, or impair property values within the neighborhood. And we ask for your approval tonight. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer.
Any questions from the board? So what I got from this is a basically what's being laid out is a requirement by DLDOT for to put this, to have this property set up the way it is. Yes. Is that correct in understanding that?
Yes, and it's the exact same thing we had to do with Eventide down the street. So they require a noise mitigation effort, which a 7-foot panel privacy fence complies with, and then the additional landscaping as well. So
if you're going Route 1, this would be on the...
If you're driving
north.
Well, if you're driving south on Route 1, it'll be on your right. Okay. Eventide will be on your left, the opposite.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So if you're driving that way, the entrance that would be the entrance, you would have to turn off of that road to go to another road to then enter in the back, correct?
No, well, you turn off of, you would make a right off of Route 1 south into the parcel, and you would immediately make another right onto Spindrift Lane. And then they can access their garages off that. So they all front onto Coastal Highway.
Got it. Thank you.
just for comparison, this is the existing hotel that was there, that has been recently demolished. And this is in my artist rendering of what the homes would look like with the fence and the landscaping in front.
Chairman, so the drive aisle that's there, that's, I presume that's the only place it can go based on how far the setbacks have to be from the house to the road, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that the reason you can't meet the 20-foot landscape buffer requirement, excuse me, is due to the fact this property isn't very deep?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be more than what was there with the prior hotel?
Yes.
Right. Is there any concern that the fence will have any negative impact on the ability of a driver to get to and from the property?
Meaning like a gate or something?
No, like, you know, turning, because I presume they're going to be having a right turn onto Route 1.
Well, we'll make sure the site triangles are all respected for that. Okay. Turning movements.
That was,
yeah,
you read my mind there. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you. Oh, I know that it's sometimes near Dewey and to some respects in the Forgotten Mile, there are a lot of pedestrians that come around there. Is this an area where there's a lot of pedestrians?
Well, there is a crosswalk. If you look in my little image there, there's a little red pathway that goes across. That's an existing crosswalk across Route 1. And there's ADA compliant ramps at the sidewalk there. So we're not touching the sidewalk. So the sidewalk will remain.
That's not so much my question. I know that we have at times heard from folks and more in the Dewey area, that outside of Dewey, but in that Forgotten Mile, where they've had issues with pedestrians trespassing or noise from pedestrians. Is this an area where that is a concern, where a fence would be a help to that?
I don't know of any statistics on that, but the privacy fence would definitely help with noise mitigation from pedestrians as well as vehicles. And it would also have a visual separation between the property and the sidewalk. So I would think that would give some recognition that this is private property.
Okay. All right, no further questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13108? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to case number 13108? I do have one. Would you like to speak?
Good evening. Good evening. State your name and address for the record, please.
Is it on? Okay. My name is Julia Jeha. My address is 20823 Old Bay Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
So,
obviously, I live right behind this new development, and a group of neighbors and myself are curious to understand. We recognize what a variance is. We understand that they want a fence closer to the road than there was no fence before, but closer to the road than the fence they pointed out in the previous, which is almost 20 feet back. So what we don't understand is how deep was it before that all of a sudden they need a two-lane road in front and then a fence with all the pretty landscaping he described. Like, what's the comparison? So this is a three-story tall hotel. The depth had to be at least 40 feet, 50 feet maybe. We don't understand what the overlay looks like, that all of a sudden all of that parking is now a two-lane road and the fence would go along basically the walkway.
I think in the applicant, we can ask him that question, right. But perfect. I think one of the things was the landscape requirement that you see at the hotel picture was minimal, and that's being expanded further into the property. So there will be a larger landscape buffer, as I understand it, than what currently exists. So that takes up some of that area.
Does it? Where is it a fence with just a few of those trees outside of it and a sidewalk? And then more of the landscaping is inside with a two-lane road for the residents.
Well, we can ask him where that is going to be located, but the proposal is to have it, they're intertwined, but they are separate requests. One is for a 3.5-foot variance in the from the 3.5-foot fence height requirement.
Right.
Because it's all you're allowed is a 3.5-foot. But then the other part is you're required to have a 20-foot landscape buffer.
Right.
And they're asking for, and I don't have the number from it, a lesser.
13 feet, right. Well, we're against.
Okay. Do you have any other comments you wish to make?
No, we just, I didn't feel like it was being presented exactly as it appears to the people that live behind it. No offense, but it's not comparable to the other development he showed with the 7 or 8 foot fence. And Evertide, which is across the street, I don't know how they got away with that, the taller fence, so.
We can ask him your question.
Yeah.
Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Would like to respond?
Okay. So, first of all, the green area with the crepe myrtles when it's a hotel was only 2.8 feet wide of a grass strip with the crepe myrtles. And then the parking began. So with this new plan, we are pushing the pavement back and we will gain almost 13 feet of green area. The fence, I want to try and go in a little bit more here. The fence is basically in the middle of that green area. So we'll have about between 6 and 7 feet on either side. Most of the bigger vegetation is on the outside of the fence on the road, Route 1 side. So you get this kind of, this unity of the flowering trees with some evergreen trees there for some buffering, and then some pretty grasses and flowers and mixed in between. On the opposite side of the fence against the house side, we have the native holly shrubs, inkberry, and then I have hydrangeas and other flowering things on the corners so that they get some year-round interest as well. So I tried to, you know, promote both sides of the fence and help to soften that mitigation, you know, for noise by adding landscaping where I could. And none of these things will get overgrown to the size where it impacts the fence or anything like that, or impacts the sidewalk. Thanks.
Thank you. I think there was another question that she did have, if I remember correctly, that there was a question about the overlay as compared to what is currently or was there versus what is being proposed. The opposition had some questions about the drive aisle as compared to the parking lot. I don't know where the hotel was in relation to the rear property line as compared to these proposed single family dwellings, and if you could address any of those questions.
Right. So here's the existing property with showing the hotel, which is basically probably at the 10-foot setback, I would think, on the rear side. The yellow line is pretty thick. The yellow line represents the property line here. And I can try and zoom a little bit. So as you can see, the parking stalls went right up almost to the sidewalk. There's only like 2.8 feet between the parking stalls and the existing sidewalk. And those little green dots are the crepe myrtles that were there. So now we're actually going to increase this width of green space back to probably like this point, so that then there will be a 24-foot drive aisle to access the garages of the front, and the homes would sit back here against the setback line in the rear property. So they're all the homes are all facing Route 1, and then the drive aisles between them and the fence.
That answer your question? Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of case number 13108? There are no further questions from the board or Mr. Sharp. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13108 for EVG UDC Ventures LLC, the Evergreen Companies. For the requested variance is pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property, it is narrow, but I also feel like they're trying to do a pretty good job aesthetically with the green space in the front. An exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and presents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Levengoth?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13108 has been approved.